So now please raise your hand who you used or have ever used the Pirate Bay. Okay, so three people in class. Thank you very much. This is a Swedish website. They have, they're not Americans, and but they're still famous around the world, and they still exist. They're actually so serious about being, about existing and about copyright, infringing copyrights, that they actually say that they're, it's their serious attitude, their serious position, that copyright law should not exist like this anymore. Okay, I've never heard of XUA. XUA is a Ukrainian file sharing website. It was shut down the previous year in the year 2012 in the winter. And it was one of the most famous Ukrainian websites, file sharing websites. It was shut down for about a couple of weeks after Mega Upload site was shut down in the United States. And then after investigation and after a huge negative reaction of the public, it was opened back again. So if we see Napster, it was a young kid, basically, well, not kid, of course, a very smart student who could actually create something that would change the industry. But still, it was a person who would actually want to share something with his friends and do something not very serious. But now we have companies who are so serious in their attitudes about not infringing the copyright, but about changing the copyright law in general, about changing the society and the attitude to adhering to this laws, right? Okay, so Rootcracker is a Russian file sharing site, and it is also very popular in Russia. It's extremely popular in Russia. You can actually download anything there. This is not advertising, but yes, it still exists, and also there is no problem with actually violating anybody's copyrights there on either of these websites. Okay.